We've defined the duties of the emergency dispatcher and eliminated the tasks that distract them from their primary job. We've also set up a training program, which they've implemented and successfully put 3 new trainees through. We are changing it as we go because it is a new training program, because there was not one before. To promote efficiency and savings, we've eliminated all of the non-dispatch functions for efficiency. We've purchased new equipment and systems for productivity. We have the joint system for call taking with Richland County and Stutzman County, and it's not only going to provide cost savings, but provide the redundancy that we need by the Century Code in 2015. The commission has also approved a CAD system for the county. This will help with record keeping and make it easier for the dispatchers to keep track of specific tasks. It'll streamline the way that statistics are retrieved and used for all of the agencies rather than just law enforcement, because we don't have a CAD system and can't track any of it. The applicable parts of the system and the maps are accessible for all local emergency responders if they want to get the equipment in their vehicles. The inter-county radio system is being pursued this year with Stutzman County and Richland County. So again, that'll save us money and we'll have the redundancy of more than one radio system. Some of the things we're still working on to improve safety, we're updating the mapping and correcting the master street address guide. That'll ensure that all emergency responders quickly and safely arrive to the citizens who need their help. To promote efficiency, we're working on the standard operating procedures. That ensures that all employees perform the same tasks day-to-day, call-to-call. That'll reduce mistakes and stakeholders will know what to expect from the dispatchers. To promote cooperation and savings, we're working on the request from the police department to start taking their after-hours administration calls. We are doing that right now for the sheriff's department, but we're still researching on cost shares on how we can do that if we do that for the police department, because right now the county is picking up the tab.
How many full-time dispatchers do you have now?
We have 6.
You have 6 full-time?
We are finally full-time. The last trainee is on her own, but we still have her with someone just because we will for a month or two. We're not going to throw them out there, and doing very well. So for 3 years, it's the first time we've been full-time. Right now, we get $1 per line. We can put it on the ballot to raise it $1.50, but it would have to go on the ballot.
Someone look at this graph and say you're running a deficit of $100,000 then?
Yeah, if you're trying to go on just 911 fees. There's only one county I know of right now that can go on just 911 fees. That's Williston.
Okay.
And it's because they have such a big increase. So over the last 4 years, there's been about an 8% decrease in the landline and wireless 911 fees, which surprises me because there's a lot more phones than there used to be. But within the same time frame, the operational costs have gone up about 7%, which I think is average. 911 fees alone can't sustain the Barnes County Dispatch Center. Because of the equipment changes and technology changes, you want to put about $50,000 a year away just so we can update equipment as we need to go, so we don't get in the pickle like we are now where everything needs to be updated and should have been 10 years ago. 911 fees may be used to support various type of expenditures in a PSAP as long as they are directly related to the dispatch center and 911. Any equipment and infrastructure we buy must be primarily for dispatch use. Staffing and operational costs, we have to figure out the appropriate percentage of salaries, benefits, and overhead for the staff and center based on actual costs associated with 911 coordinator functioning. Some of the duties that can be covered under the 911 fees include call answering, dispatching, call monitoring, pre-arrival instructions, and administrative call management for the center. The percentage of staff associated with other administrative functions not related has to have that percentage figured out too.
Okay.
Some of the stuff we've done in the past and some that we still are, they watch the jail cameras, courthouse security, answering administrative lines for other agencies. Right now, it's just the Sheriff's Department. In 2012, the Barnes County Emergency Service Communication System Advisory Committee requested a short-term study be done, and that's what this is. We just wanted a baseline so we could start determining that cost share.
Okay.
Because they never really did a study, and we need to have that on record. So it was short-term. There was no way they could track from before, just the way the record keeping was. So we have the same problem now, even though we started things new. It's only been a few months, so we don't have a good history to compare and say this is what we do. But they tracked minute by minute for a month, and 4% of the work was 911, 43% was for the police department, 17% for the sheriff's department, and 36% was court duties and downtime. We're just looking at different ways to bring in funding. The city has asked if we'd start taking their administration calls again, but like I said, we have to figure out a funding. We can't do it for free, legally. We can't. unless the county is willing to cover those administrative costs. So we could also charge, which we're going to have to figure out before budgets for the sheriff's department, what percentage, so we can verify that is what we're doing. We've also had other counties ask us about contracting to do their 911 fees, and that's just basic 911. We've also had one ask about doing their coordination, which includes the mapping and keeping up their paperwork. If we are to take in some of these other duties, Barnes County Dispatch is to continue or start providing after-hours call-taking services for specific agencies. Cost shares and duties associated need to be defined. Before the other counties can be offered 911 services, a formula needs to be created to fairly assess counties with varying population, 911 call history, and 911 income that they collect. The Valley City Police Department has requested administrative service after-hour phone lines, and this will require cost share to stay within the parameters of the 911 expenditure guidelines. So these are just some of the ways we could come up with a fee. Not saying that's how we'll do it, but just some examples that they could go by. Smaller counties have inquired about the possibility of joining our dispatch call center as alternative to state radio or the services that they currently use. The additional duties will probably require more staffing, so we need to define a cost share along with job descriptions before we can even consider sharing our services with other jurisdictions, so we don't have too much work for the dispatchers we have and not enough money coming in to support that. We can also raise the 911 base fee from $1 to $1.50, and the ESCS committee has recommended that we do that. They say that it takes 5.2 or 6 employees to run a 24/7 dispatch center. I use this as an example. So we have the 6 employees and what it would cost at $13 an hour plus benefits. That's just a base rate, not saying what anyone's getting. Currently, both sheriff and the police department have a full-time secretary. Based on before, they had a cost share of 2 and 2.5. So if you just did that based on history for 2, they would still be saving half the cost of running a 24/7 service. So it would be saving them money, it would be helping the citizens, and it would also be helping dispatch.